And to next find out what somebody affected by the disorder actually thinks of this research, I took to the phone.
My name's Alan Cameron, and I was diagnosed with Parkinson's in late 2004, so I've been living with the condition for around 8 years now. The kind of thing you've described sounds extremely hopeful, because it sounds like something that's practical, that's within reach, that is perhaps heading towards a cure or meaningful protective effects to slow down the underlying progress of the condition.
I also wanted to know more about the symptoms of the disorder and how it's affected Alan so far.
Parkinson's is first and foremost known as a movement disorder, and the symptoms that I've experienced are primarily a loss of dexterity, which has been an issue for my job because I spend a lot of time typing. As well as a movement disorder, it commonly brings depression, and I've experienced that also, and in many ways that's been a bigger part of the impact of my work than the movement disorder itself. And it's well known that it's currently incurable, and it's a progressive condition. With medication we can address some of the symptoms, but we don't address the underlying progress of the condition. I'm lucky in that for me the progression has been quite slow. Parkinson's is known as a kind of designer disease. It affects different people very differently. Drugs are available which are very effective at addressing the symptoms. So what you will tend to find is you'll ramp up the drugs slowly over time, but you do slowly, day by day, start to notice that different things become more difficult. My dexterity is primarily affected on the left side, so changing gear or getting my arm into a sleeve is sometimes difficult, and I've tended to avoid shirts with cufflinks because they can become just a little bit too much fun.